Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
Law regulation.
Emotional education.
And the war
libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Would Save the World. My name is Tuke Edelo. We are going to be having a lovely, lovely guest come on soon. We're going to have Tilly Wolf. Tilly D. Wolf is currently at a completely different address. I think I might have given her the wrong address. Oh, my God. I gave her the wrong address. Should I call her an Uber? Oh, my God. Holy shit. I fucked up everything. I am the worst host ever. So we're just going to play this beautiful music while I freak out about my life. Should I call her an Uber? Let's see how far away from where we are. Oh, my God. That's like 4 blocks away. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But this music and the intro music is by William Malsom, and William Malsom is an Austin-based artist who's friends with Freeze Frame, the host of this song you can probably hear on Mondays at midnight. If is that still a thing? I don't know. Oh, here we go. Oh, let's talk about Facebook. Somebody said, There are such good things as police. There are pieces of garbage in every profession, all walks of life. Cops are no different. There can be good people who are cops, but no good cops. Because the system will not allow you to be good within that system, because the system is bad. Because the systems that the police are expected to enforce are inherently bad. So any cop that does his job the way he's told to do his job is a bad fucking cop. It's just gotta fuck the police. Fuck the police. Let's see what songs we can find on Spotify called Fuck the Police. God, I hate the motherfucking police. Fuck the police. Hey, what's this?
I'ma send this motherfucker here to the motherfucking crap. Right here, motherfucker. Plotting on my job. This your boy, Lil Boosie, badass.
They took me there when I was 12. Turn me against this. Send me to my first funeral. Now I'm a big law. My daddy called him Pete. I never forget. He went to jail on Highland Road for trying to piss. Kicked my auntie Trina though, looking for my cousin. Looked at me, crawled the street and said, boy, you ugly. Made it loud, now's my first running with them busters. When stupid roughed me up, cause I told him, motherfucker. Got older, got worse, my hustle got deadly. Running and ducking from that dirty bitch.
them all in their faces. Walk me out like I'm a killer, scared the fuck out my neighbors. Tell me now, put a pen and paper on the table and told me, give us some names and you can leave this bitch. I can't believe this shit. What in the hell? If that's my only way out, the nigga show me myself. Look, tell nigga, stop. I sit here till I rot. For all that, I could have been a bitch ass cop. Yeah, boo, I got God. They hit me for a few thousand. But you dirty bitches, I'm ballin'. I ain't missing at all. Soon as I got back to the house, I went and opened the pound. And counted out 700. So much shit ain't get found. And I know the police listening. I'm telling you now. You can never hold a chill nigga down. Nigga, fuck.
I don't know what's going on. Spotify is being fucking weird. I can't hear the fucking music. Can you guys hear the fucking music? I can't hear the fucking music. Who gives a fuck about this song? Tilly's here. Tilly's fucking here. Let's put you on the mic. Are you ready? You ready to go? Just put on your headphones. Let's just jump right into it. But I want to know why I can't hear my fucking Fuck the Police song. You know, I'm in an argument on Facebook with some guy who's just like, you know, but some cops are good cops. I'm like, motherfucker. Oh, God. All right. Yeah. I want to hear your opinion. Well, okay, Tilly. Tilly, let's go right into this. Why is there no such thing as a good cop? What is your opinion there?
Because when a cop signs, when a person signs up to be a cop, they're signing on to uphold all of these ridiculous laws that basically harass people in poverty and all other kinds of people, and they just sign up to be in a corrupt system. So.
It was like in order to be what I would call a good cop, you would have to break the rules of like the police. You would have to not be like targeting people for unnecessary crimes and like, or just watching when that's happening.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
Down from the inside.
Everybody, you can hear my computer. So Tilly, I'm like in the middle of like a giant move, and that's why I didn't have a guest plan.
Oh.
By the way, Tilly is wearing like some really awesome like mismatched clothing. I wouldn't call them mismatched. That's the wrong word, but I think that's like
my Instagram says Monster Mash, so it's not far off.
Monster Mash is cool. So I hit up Tilly like last night, maybe, I don't know, like really recently to be on this show. And because I didn't have a fucking guess for what would save the world. What would save the world? Not Tuke. but maybe Tilly. So Tilly, like, I know you make clothing and you have this like passion about clothing and the clothing industry. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I make clothing that transforms to be a lot of different objects all in one thing, because, you know, and we remove gender from clothing because thinking about the ridiculousness of like hyper gendered clothing that we all know about. And the,
this is a woman's jacket,
right? Like, our bodies are not that different, but our bodies are that different, but everybody's got a different body. So, and like this obsession with wearing things like once, or like buying things that are like a trend that's going to be fleeting, and then that silhouette like disappears, and so you throw out your clothes or you give them away, and then that contributes to a really intense fucking up of the economy worldwide with our old clothing. We started making clothing that transforms, and in kind of looking at the industry as a whole, it's made up of a lot of suffering all across the world. I'm kind of jumping into, you know.
Hey, let's jump into it. But first, I want to before we jump into that, let's where can people fucking find your clothes?
Right now, it's called Tilly and William.
Oh my god! So I gotta say, I was pretty sure it was you, but I like wasn't sure it was Tilly and William or Tilly and Willie because of how Queen of More fucking says it. So I just finished making. So Queen of More, everybody, is a trans queer performance artist. You should look her up. She's fucking crazy and amazing.
She's amazing.
But I edited this documentary about her called The Queen, where I looked through all her old stuff. And at some point, she goes, "My friends, Tilly and Willie, they said to me the other day." Like so. So yeah, I was like pretty sure that was you. So Tilly and Willie,
yes, indeed.
Tilly and Williams.
Tilly and William.
William.
Soon to be. Cillium.
Really, Cillium.
It's evolving.
Is that like? That reminds me of like psilocybin, and they're like. Some sort of psychedelic.
Yeah, it's on the cellular level. It's like the outer layer of the cell. It's like the eyelashes on the outside of the cell that protect the cell. We wanted to make it less about us and more about the clothing and the person inside the clothing. And our ideas about gender have changed a lot and have evolved in the past like 8 or 9 years that this has been an idea. And
8 or 9 years? You've been doing this for 8 or 9 years?
Math, yeah, 2009, where are we?
Oh my god, I was like cutting class, drinking and sucking dick in
so
like,
was
high school.
I
know, I was like college. A junior in high school. Oh my god, I just feel like my entire life has been like fucked because I experienced all the things that everybody else experienced in college, in high school. Like, not everybody. I think a lot of New York kids experience what I experienced in high school.
That was also high school.
Oh, my God. See, I just was like, fuck it. I'm going straight to adulthood. Like, I'm not going to go do this thing where I live with you guys on, like, a fake-ass commune where we have RAs and shit. And, like,
mm-mm.
And then we're all going to graduate. And we're going to act like we're going to talk again. And maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Hold on. I want to see if this shit is my... Okay, there we go. That's like the beginning. Okay, my computer stopped letting me play this shit. If you couldn't tell, my show's like, blah, 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 blah. So fashion. So I like that. The gender nonconforming, you can wear it however, like what? Like things are like skirts and shirts and dresses, and you can like change them. Is it like?
Yes. Okay, like I'm wearing an object called the Upside Downers. Right now I'm wearing them as pants, but you can also flip them upside down and wear it as a shirt, or like
what?
Pull it up real high.
Wait, is there like a button where the
we've been using magnets because they're kind of invisible and a little
wait
magic.
You use magnets on your clothing?
Yes,
magnets. How do they work?
I as far as I can see magic, but also they're rare earth. We've been using neodymium magnets, rare earth magnets, which I'm also questioning, like, who's mining these magnets? Where are they coming from? I know I get them from a company in Wisconsin, but, like, where are they coming from? And so just, like, digging into, like, where things come from, it's just, it gets more terrible and horrifying. Some of it's hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, fuck. Like, every time I've been like, we should start a t-shirt company with my friends, we're just like, wait, where does that come from?
Mm-hmm.
But, hon, I have to for a second.
You see, Mike, we got a theory.
So, underneath this in the background, we're going to play Miracles by Insane Clown Posse, just because, like,
that's what it'll take.
There's, like, literally nothing else I could think of that would be as amusing as playing Miracles while talking about magnets and fashion. No, they're awful. They're awful. I love them so much. No, I mean, so okay. Enough. I wanted to find the magnets. How do they work? Hold on. Let's find it. And everything chilling underwater, please. Hot lava, snow, rain. Have you ever really listened to this?
No,
it's a lot.
Real talking about 5,000 people all in one room
working together as equal.
Your magic is the birth of my kids. I seen shit that'll shock your eyelids.
The sun and the moon and even Mars.
The Milky Way of fucking shooting stars.
UFOs, a river flows. Plant a little seed and nature grows.
Now yeah, everybody, I'm an anarcho juggalo.
Everything you believed in as kids.
Fucking rainbows. After it rains, there's enough miracles here to blow your brains.
I fed a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay. It tried to eat my cell phone.
He ran away.
And music is magic.
Oh my god, they're literally eating our cell phones, though. Mostly our lighters. The pelicans are actually just eating plastic.
You can't even hold it.
You can't even hold it. But you mean the fish?
Yeah.
Oh, the fish eat everything. Like, mm-hmm. See, here's what's happening. Like, we're gonna fucking flood this entire planet. This is great talking about this stuff. We're gonna flood this entire planet, or like a lot of this planet, and not be able to eat. We're not gonna have much land. So we're all gonna be like, oh, but seafood. That our fish are gonna be like, well, not really.
Well, we've been eating your microplastics for years. So yeah, every time. Like, we wash things, like polyester. Like, polyester is made of oil. It's just oil. And so when that gets washed, like, there are microplastics that come off of our clothes and go into the water supply.
And then we're drinking that, probably.
And then we're drinking it, or the fish are living in it. And so it's like, yeah, the microplastics get smaller than just, like, the beads in your face wash and glitter.
I know, I heard about this glitter shit. I just think we need to make different kind of glitter.
Bioglitz. Bioglitz.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they make glitter out of eucalyptus, and it's completely biodegradable. They rule.
Oh my god. Bioglitz. Bioglitz is my new favorite fucking company. Like, I fuck capitalism, but like, you know, I could fuck with a little bit of capitalism for some glitter.
Right? It's like in still trying to tear down capitalism, like, it's like we have to transition out of it. And I feel like it's going to take a small amount of capitalism to defeat capitalism.
I don't know about that shit.
I mean, I agree also with that.
I just think that what's going to start happening is people within capitalism are going to start trying to make things that capitalism does not want to support. And then people are going to start like...
It's like how to tear down the beast from the inside, or like, I mean, we're all from the outside. How to?
We're gonna have to destroy it from the inside. So that's what I understand about it. Like, these kind of companies and shit like have to exist in order to break down capitalism. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's scary. Oh my god, though.
Like, one of my favorite companies, like consulting agencies, essentially, is called Cradle to Cradle,
mm-hmm.
and they work with like massive corporations. Like, they work with the, you know, just the worst companies to basically lessen their terrible impact and increase their good impact, and kind of try to even it out by completely restructuring their factories, by looking at all of the chemicals that they use within their products, within their processes. And so it's basically a team of an architect and a chemist, and then the whole team that's built up since the 80s they started to build buildings like trees, but now they basically work with they've worked with Ford, they work with Walmart, they work with like different textile companies to make things that are healthy and endlessly upcyclable, so either biodegradable or completely upcyclable within industry.
Oh, so they like take shit that would have been, that was already used to be fucked up, and then just like made more shit out of it.
Yeah, and like make things with different materials. They believe that we I think we have a consumption problem too, but like that we primarily have a design problem, and that needs to be worked out because we're using materials that are just like terrible. And it at some level it does take like designers and people that are like working with the manufacturers to be like, hey, we need these things to say not be made from oil, we need these things to not be made with toxic chemicals. And like, so, I mean, it's going to take a certain level of demand to get these factories and these manufacturers to change their ways, because they're still going to keep doing it. If we keep buying it and if people keep making it. And
yeah, we were fucking talking about that last night. I was like, so I hang out with like these people who are cool. They're like artists and shit, but they're not really like they don't really give a fuck about the, like, I was talking shit about capitalism, and though like one of them would get like a little uncomfortable and try to argue with me about things. And, you know, I tried to tell them like one time, oh my God. So one time I was like, to name me one moderate movement, Name me one moderate movement that was successful. I was like, they're all radical. The ones that were, and he was like, the civil rights movement. And I thought I was going to fucking punch a wall. But anyway.
Not moderate.
Yeah, not moderate. That's like the literally like the dumbest thing anyone could ever say. But that's not true. You could say dumber. But yeah, so last night I was talking to them and they were like, but like, look at me. I got my car and I got my cell phone. And like, I under, like, even though I don't like this shit, I still participated. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But it's like, but then it goes back to what you were talking about in the sense that like, you can still have a fucking car and not be like a shitbag.
Yeah.
You can still have like a fucking like, the problem is then it becomes capitalism, because the problem is a lot of these products are more expensive. See, like the car that like he could buy that would be less shitty for the environment would be way more expensive probably than his used car. And then like BioGlitz, like, let's look at their prices. Like, no offense, BioGlitz. I'm sure you have to do this in order for you guys not to die. But like, all of this glitter is over $20 and their sampler pack is $50. And let me tell you something. Like, no, that doesn't work for me. If like, I'm an artist who makes my art with glitter, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money, $20 for some glitter. And like, I think that $20 is totally like worth it for when it comes to saving the environment. But what if it's the environment versus my fucking dinner? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what if, like, I'm an artist and I really need this thing to be glitter and, like, I can have a sandwich and no glitter or the biodegradable, a sandwich, glitter, or a sandwich, no glitter, or the glitter. I mean, like, I think most people are going to pick the sandwich and the glitter. And is that fucked up? Probably. Probably. Is that part of the issue with our value system?
Yeah, I mean, that's... Well, part of the problem of capitalism and this really intense version that we're in right now, which, is severe. Okay, so we need to get paid to survive, right? But when we're getting paid so little and it's obviously not a fair system, we're like being forced to buy the things that are made by the same people who are paying people that shit wage. And then with that shit wage, they have to go buy things to survive. And the things that are affordable are made by those companies that are producing those products by people overseas that are warehoused away in absolute squalor and like barely like surviving that.
And then people want to talk to me about how like they talk about like Libya and shit and like slaves and they're like, well, but like, there's got to be something wrong with like Islam if they have slaves over here and we don't. I'm like, dude, you just don't have it in front of your face.
Oh my God. Last I heard, there were 27 million slaves worldwide.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's atrocious. And then the people that aren't like slaves that are like making things that we find at Forever 21, that are making things you find at Walmart, that are making things you find, I mean, they're paid like a barely livable wage, like an unlivable wage, and they're living like in dormitories in the factories that they're working in, and
and then everybody, whenever I talk about like voluntary small-scale communism, as I like to call it, like living on communes, they always reference that shit. They're like, oh well, that's what communism looks like. I'm like, dude, like they didn't volunteer to be there. There's a big fucking difference.
That's what capitalism looks like.
Yeah. I mean,
communism doesn't have to look like that.
Oh my God, people poop heads.
Right.
I don't agree with like large scale state communism. That's just to be clear. By the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Tilly, what were you gonna say? Sorry.
I was gonna say that, you know, we have to get back like these back to the land projects. There's a project called Fiber Shed that I'm pretty enamored with that strives to make like clothing all within, you know, like 150 miles or within your communities. It's like, how do we, you know, as people redistribute this labor so that people aren't like living and working their lives away somewhere else for our clothing when we can grow and make the clothing here smaller scale within community, sort of like back to the land projects. You know, how do we take big agro farms that, you know, need to die because they're killing the soil? It literally takes 10 years to to make the soil healthy again after like big agro has fucked it up.
With like Monsanto and pesticides and like, I mean, I know New York has an enormous lead problem, and something I think about a lot is we should just like start saving our poop, honestly. Like, I think that, and I've heard recently they actually do that, but then they sell it. They sell the shit from the sewers for human manure to farms. They sell it. Maybe not in New York, but in some places.
And it could also actually be an energy source. Like, the methane from our shit could actually be a power source.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I've, like, seriously, seriously considered changing the name of the show to Shit Will Save the World. And I just make it a show about poop. But and, like, it's funny. Like, I'll do, like monologues while I'm pooping and, like, play them on the show. But on the other hand, we're, like, talking about, like, what shit could do. Like, we talk about composting and we, like, write songs about composting. And, like, but I think that we should have, like, giant high lines in New York City of, like, actual gardens. Like where there's, like, community gardens, like, overpasses in the city, like, almost like the subway.
Imagine, like, food forests, like, food parks.
Oh my God.
Where people could just go and pick food and eat it, and it's free and maintained by the community.
That's amazing. Then everybody goes, well, who would maintain it? Me. All right, you. We. Imagine if you could work, if you didn't really have to have a job and you just kind of had to help garden in some park once a week for a couple of hours, and that was your life, and then you could do whatever the fuck you want. I really want that. I have, so. Everybody, on Tuesday, December 19th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Living Gallery at something Broadway. Where's the fucking Living Gallery? I am hosting an event for Puerto Rico to get people there for these medics, these like trained medics to go to Puerto Rico, to go to one of the areas that's not really being taken care of. And it's going to be like a Living Gallery, sorry, 6 to 9:30 p.m. on just Tuesday, December 19th. There's going to be a lot of performers and be a raffle. There's going to be drinks. All the money from the drinks is going to go to the cause. Yeah, so you should just fucking be there because you're probably a terrible person. No, you're not. I'm sorry. No, you're not a terrible person. I'm sorry. You're a lovely, lovely person, but I'm a terrible person. So this is how you reach people. This is how you reach white dudes about their privilege. If you're a white lady, you just start talking about how much privilege you have as a white lady. That's what you do.
Whoa.
That's how you get that's like you just go, if they're like, but no, baby, just give me, you go. But like, as a white lady, I've noticed that like people of color get talked over and I get listened to. You just start talking like that. So when I say that I'm a shitty person and I need to do things and stop like sitting in my house, like masturbating and watching Netflix, like you probably do too. Like you should stop ordering Grubhub and you should for like a day, and you should come and give that money to Puerto Rico so they can get medical help. It's not, it won't be that hard. It's one day, go back the next day and use your fucking toxic glitter. All right, so we're gonna play Killin' Hate is gonna be there. Killin' Hate is a hip hop duo or rap. I don't know what they identify as, but here's a live version of their song Plastic Man. Oh, this is from So Far Sounds. I gotta have their So Far Sounds intro. They couldn't just like let me listen to the song I want to listen to. Oh my God. Oh, I think this is still Spotify. Oh, I'm being me. It's Insane Clown Posse. Except that after having shaped it, that hand throws. Oh my God, I'm such an asshole. I'm like talking shit about So Far Sounds, but in reality, that's not a thing.
That was Insane Clown Posse.
Who am I? I'm translucent. I'm waterproof. Human beings created me, but I will outlive them. I am Plastic Man.
I am Plastic Man.
Shape it like the hand that fashioned Adam out of the clay. Except that after having shaped it, that hand throws that shit away. But it can't throw that shit away though, because the thing that it made is immortal. And it will outlive that same Adam, for that Adam is but soil. Adam found himself some oil, and he mined it and refined it, and he figured he might as well make some shit and then make some people buy it. He said, everything is made of its little chemical parts that aren't the same. I'ma separate that oil into hydrocarbon chains. I got hydrocarbon chains, I got monomers for days, I got ethylenes and propylenes. is butane C4H8. Then I'm gonna put them all back in airplanes. Then I'm gonna make them all bond like James. I got something kinda different than the shit from which it came. Now I call that shit a polymer. Carbon and oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur. I got it all, now what I need God for? Yeah, I can make it, get rid of it, not sure. Trying to break it down, the shit is harder than a hard-on. The molecules that bind it are a carbon and a carbon. I am plastic, man.
I'm plastic, it's fantastic.
I am plastic,
man. I'm plastic. Cups, spoons, forks, knives, those are useful objects. To go goodbye, I loved you once, and now I'm ready to toss it. They're plastic. They came with my meal. If I saw a box of plastic forks, I probably wouldn't steal it, but I eat it. I take the trash and run, end up with it on my plate. No thank you, I am done. Yo, some people check out my ass. Some people check out my glass cup. When I have it on me, ain't no trash with my coffee. Yup, cloth napkins for spills, mesh bags for groceries, beeswax for my dry knees. See, I really love the trees. I refill, I reuse plastic bags, I kindly refuse. Reduce consumption, I choose to cruise on my bike. When I move truth, I quick nix the plastic. Fix it before the landfills, reflect upon the grand hills. Affect a change in action. Human life is just a fraction. Generations of people pass us. The future and the past us see a world of plastic dust.
I am plastic, man.
I'm plastic.
I am plastic, man.
In the search of avoiding disposable objects, every day I carry around a bag. So no thank you, plastic bags. But also, no thank you, coffee cups. No thank you, to-go containers. No thank you, produce bags. Mainly for Brussels sprouts. I like to wrap my cookies in a napkin. And other people do too, because it like reminds them of wrapping a baby, you know? Reusable spork made out of wood. And for the occasional icy drink, I have my own straw. It's made out of stainless steel. No straw, please.
Awful lot of trash, getting less roomy. Can't make it go away, can't shake it like a booty. Can't make it go away because it sticks like a cootie. Plastic bag floating in American Beauty. That's that phone, that's that pager. That's a microwave, that's a whole refrigerator. That's what you get when they ask you that or paper. It won't go now and it won't go later. It won't go now, it won't go after. Make it anyway like it just don't matter. Every day the candy gotta have that wrapper. Snap like your so-called disposable camera. Just can't have it, can't not have it. Damn, that's tragic. Man, goddamn it. May may warned in their space on the planet. God made man and then man made plastic.
Plastic man.
Thanks, y'all.
Yo, let's just keep it real, everybody. So we were talking shit here about like Israel and shit. But I just want to say that was Kilman Hayes' Plastic Man. And what I want to say like about Israel is like, yo, like a lot of Jewish communities were fucking formed on the basis of like, on the basis of, hey, we almost all died. Let's preserve our culture. So, like, we're, like, terrified of, like, evolving in any way, shape, or form. So, basically, we're just, like, stuck in projecting our own traumas. But I also just want to say about, we were talking about, oh, fuck my grandfather on my father's side. Like, no offense, Dad, but, like, you know, my grandfather, if you guys want to look this up, here, let's out this shit. Look up Philip Enloe, FBI. Philip Enloe, FBI. There is an interview. It comes up like third. And then you find like my dad's shit. Don't fuck with my dad's shit. Leave my dad alone. But I mean, my dad's cool. My dad voted for Hillary in the primaries, though. That's fucked up. But so interview with a former special agent of the FBI, Philip Enloe. Look at this shit. You will find like a document. You can download the PDF. It's with my grandmother too. I don't understand what the fuck this is, or like I don't know why this exists. It's interviewed by James R. Healy and Sandra Robinette on September 24th, 2008, which means they were interviewed about this shit when I was alive. And how old was I? I was like fucking like a sophomore in high school and not sucking dick yet. Probably didn't understand what I was talking about. Anything was totally manic. I think like when I was like 15, I was like totally like trans. Like I thought I was gonna grow up to be a dude, but then I decided that I was not. Or like I don't really know. Like I think I had like a weird. It's not weird, but I have like a gender back and forth when I was like in high school a lot. And I still do, but I don't care as much because I'm just like lazier now and don't think that it. I don't need to explain anything to anybody, so I don't care. But. Yeah, if you look at this fucking document, Philip interview a former special agent of the FBI, Philip F. Enlow. He talks about like shutting down socialist groups and like infiltrating them and how some of those people were like nice. And like, I'm sure he did some Black Panther shit. And I think he, let's see, how do you search on a computer? Nobody's got the Communist Workers Party. He's got no Black Panthers on here. So at least he didn't do that. But I mean, who knows? Maybe he didn't say it. You know, maybe he can't say it. Michaela says that she loves me and fuck the pigs. Oh, thanks, Michaela Duran Crowan. Let's check in with this guy. Oh, I want to see if he has. Let's see if the. Here we go. He said, that's not true. I know many good ones. You just don't hear about them. There are pieces of garbage in every profession, all walks of life. Cops are no different. And I was like, there could be good people who are cops, but no good cops. He goes, we're going to just have to agree to disagree. And I said, I mean, I agree that we disagree. I don't agree that your view is dangerous. And then he said, like, if a cop is a cop, it doesn't break the rule of this thing. And then people are like, what the fuck? And everybody is just fucking thinks I'm crazy. What else is new?
That is exactly the line, though. Like, there can be good people who become cops, but they are no longer, there's no good cops.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Because the system is just too rotten. It's just to inflict pain and suffering upon people.
Yeah, and it's like the thing, like the fact that anybody gives anybody like a fucking parking ticket. Well, those are not the cops. Those are the, what are they? The fucking meter maid people. The meter people.
That's still part of the NYPD.
Are they officially part of the NYPD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So like, if you're a fucking meter person, like you're going around giving people tickets for parking their car. Like, do you know how hard it is to park a vehicle in New York City?
How about the fact that like in like more South Brooklyn, like Park Slope and like Ditmas Park and around there, it's only one day a week per side of the street for alternate side parking. It's whereas like Bushwick and Bed-Stuy and like North Brooklyn, it's 2 days a week.
There are
side.
Other neighborhoods that are one day a week, but I almost don't want to give away my secrets of parking. So is that fucked up? Is that super privileged of me? Everybody, oh man, Ridgewood. There are places deep in Ridgewood, deep in Ridgewood where you can move it once a week. That's where I park my school bus. Don't fuck with it.
Don't fuck with the school bus.
You fuck with the school bus, I will literally find you and I will like forcing Barbara Streisand to you for the rest of your life. I feel like some people might actually go try to fuck with my bus for this.
Don't
right
tell me not to live.
Just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Oh my God, yes. If Michaela is
don't
listening.
Don't rain on that bus parking parade.
If Michaela is listening, me and Michaela want to make this like 10-minute documentary called How to Listen to Barbara Streisand, where we just analyze her voice and like try to teach millennials how to appreciate Barbara Streisand. Okay, now that we're here, we got to play some fucking Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
Oh my God, what the fuck? Okay, but so how... What's your favorite thing about talking shit about capitalism?
Oh, gosh. It all is painful. My favorite thing would be... God, that's twisted.
Twisted question.
I already talked about Cradle to Cradle. It's the only thing I've seen where, like, I was just witnessing. I, like, went to a panel and they, like, started talking about it and I was, like, weeping.
Wait, what's
I'm,
the
like,
Cradle to Cradle? That's the inside.
The endless upcycling and restructuring of factories and, like, doing away with toxic chemicals. And
cycle to cycle?
cradle to cradle.
Cradle to cradle.
Because they're like the life cycle of a garment. Like they're not alive. They don't have a life cycle. Like, where is this away? We're all throwing things.
Recycle your old stuff. Make it into new stuff.
And it's not even just enough to like recycle, because like when your things get turned into a park bench, like, and then they just sit as a park bench, and some things get downcycled, and so they're recycled once and then they can never be recycled again, and it's too toxic to recycle it again. I guess, yeah, that and like this whole circle of,
so you like fighting capitalism, that's your favorite thing about,
yeah, I see, like, how do we like slay the beast.
Barbra Streisand.
Funny, did you hear that? Funny.
Yeah.
The guy
I said, honey,
you're a funny girl. That's me, I just keep them.
In biodegradable.
In stitches.
Biodegradable stitches.
Doubled in half.
You don't need double. You can just take one. You don't need
two. And though I may be all wrong for the guy, I'm good for a laugh. I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny.
Actually, it's gonna be like really fucking sunny because
when the laugh
warming
is over and the jokes on you.
That's right, libertarian bitches.
A girl ought to have a sense of humor.
But you like don't need to smile if you don't want to.
That's one thing you really need for sure.
There's like literally no objective truth except oppression and intersectionality. Which is why it's like good to be a funny girl, because a lot of people would accept you if you're funny. Who cares what the fella said? Fuck what the fella said. Put tape over his mouth. Don't really though, because that's coercive, you know.
Funny. How would I so?
I just really want to know what Michaela thinks of all that. Michaela, message me right now and tell me your opinion on me destroying that song with political blah blah blah.
Keto, your opinions too.
Who's Keto?
Keto Heber, the activist for the work collective together.
Oh wait, don't I know them? Yeah.
I
just don't fucking know anybody's name, to be honest with you. Like, that's actually like my biggest problem. Like, I know people are like, if I talk to them for a certain amount of time, but like usually I'm like, who the fuck? What the fuck? So we got about 15 minutes left. So let me tell you. Why don't you tell me, like, just tell, what do you think about a lot? Like, you have this Tilly and William. Like, what is your heart? What color is your heart?
The color of my heart is, it's printed in, like, light play. It's printed, it's about to be heat printed onto recycled materials that and processes that don't use water.
Why not water? What's up with that?
Because when you use water and dyeing with chemical dyes that aren't safe, that's all going into our water sources. Plus, like, a lot of dyeing and printing techniques take a ton of water. And so, like, when you imagine it happening on, you know, a large scale.
How do you use, like, waterless dye?
So it's unfortunate because it can only be done in synthetics right now, but essentially the color is pressed, it's like printed onto paper, and then through like a heating process, like essentially rolled onto fabric.
But can't we just like take like natural things and just use those as dye and the water and the, like, what about
well, my heart is also those colors, like logwood and madder and Brazil wood and fustic.
Oh my god, what the red Malabar spinach, natural, red Malabar spinach
and red cabbage and onion skins and avocado skins and pits and
do
like
those dye things?
Yes.
What colors?
So onion skins are yellow, avocado skins and pits are like a taupe, and cabbage can be purple, blue, or pink depending on what kind of mordant you use, like whether you put salt in it or vinegar. You can, flowers, there's some people doing really amazing work. Kathy Hattori out in on the West Coast does, I think it's called Natural Botanics. I will look that up. But basically people that are doing natural dye work and making those resources available. I, through the Textile Arts Center, went on a foraging journey through Prospect Park to forage for natural dyes, like different bark. You can use like bark and just like, you basically, it's like brewing colors. And I do a lot of that when I'm not printing. I do that kind of dyeing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But have you used red Malabar spinach dye?
I have not.
It's like this deep purplish red. I used to, they have the seeds at Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. It's a company that I used to work for, but it's on a commune, so it's cool. And they also, there's also Hopi sunflower seeds that are like a dark blue. Yeah. So here's what I say. Yeah, fuck these, like whatever, but no offense. I'm sure it's cool, like certain, trying to make like not fucked up dyes that are like not using water, but why don't you just not use fucked up dyes? Like, right? Damn.
Yeah.
Don't use fucked up
dyes. Scale that. And, I mean, but speaking of scaling, it's like we need to be like making it just hyper local within. Seize the means of production. We need to make the tools available and share our skills and like mend our clothes and teach each other how to sew and how to make clothes so people can, and more community spaces where that's available.
Yeah, like fucking have like skill shares and stuff. Because I feel like a lot of people don't know how to do a lot of things. Just like how a lot of people don't know how to do, like anything that they would need to do to survive. Mm-hmm. Like people don't know how to make, how to garden. People don't. I don't know how to build anything, and I actually honestly should. Like, I should figure out how to fucking paint. Not paint. What am I talking about? I'm looking at this. Okay, so guys, everybody, let me explain to you something. I'm like so overtired right now that I really just wanted to know. The Living Gallery apparently has a new gallery space in the city, and I was like, where is this? So I'm being an idiot. Let me close my fucking computer. Hello, everybody on the radio. I'm going to be frankly honest with you about everything today. Because I don't know what to tell you. Can you tell? Do I look really stoned right now, honestly?
Just a tad.
I'm not.
Like, beautifully.
But I'm not stoned at all. I'm just exhausted.
Tired is a hell of a drug.
And my eyes are, like, kind of peeled. And, like, I'm, like, being really weird. And I can't really complete sentences. I'm like... But I think that we are coming to an end in the next 10 minutes. I thought that Tom Tenney, who's coming out with Brooklyn Bandstand next, I thought he was coming in, but he's not. But Tilly, I think that your heart sounds beautiful with all the natural dyes and the waterless dyes. And everybody should learn how to fucking garden. Everybody should learn how to build things. You all should know how to build your own house. And I'm sorry that those resources have not been made available to you. Uh-huh. I am so sorry that you did not learn math in combination with wood shop. And I'm so sorry that you did not learn about economics and sharing through gardening. That's so fucking fucked up. And your public school system sucks. And the money that from property taxes that should have gone to your schooling went to the police.
No, God. That's too real. I just heard about a project called the Dream of Wild Health. I think it's in Minneapolis. It's like it's an indigenous started organization that like teaches other native urban kids how to garden and like bring the earth back to health. And I think we need more of those things here.
Yeah, definitely. We need more of that. I mean, something that what did I tell somebody recently? I was dating this guy whose father lived in like Texas, and I said something to him because he was like talking about like immigrants and stuff, and I was like, but who's gonna work the field? And he was like, I don't know. I said, how about we just take what the fuck did I say? I said some crazy shit. Oh, the kids who aren't going to get free lunches in schools anymore because of Betsy DeVos, and we have them work the fields and they could use that for their food. No, but like, but here's the thing though. Like, would that, I mean, I don't mean like make the kids like work, but I mean like, what if like an hour every day at school, like the kids went and worked the fields and that's where they got their food?
Yeah, it's like how to combine that with teaching how to like make that. I mean, there are like places in Detroit. There are schools that are doing that where, you know, they're bringing kids out and like actually being like, this is how we garden and this is how we grow food. Yeah, I think we need to be like taking turns with it. Like we need to all learn these things and like not let that burden rest on just so few.
Yeah, especially the people who aren't even gonna get paid for it. The people that are being, that people are trying to kick out of the country. That's like the right? fun. It's like not funny, like haha. It's funny, like ridiculous. It's like, really? That's who you want to kick out? Like Donald Trump doesn't realize that like all his companies were successful, if they were successful at all, because of immigrants that he fucking like manipulated and immigrants that he exploited. I mean, Donald Trump is an exploitive little bitch. Mm-hmm. All right, no, I didn't want to give him that word because bitch stands for babe in total control of herself, and that's not Donald Trump.
No,
Donald Trump is a fucking fuck ass, and I feel like I sound like every leftist radio show right now. Like, fuck Donald. So, would you call yourself a leftist? Like, would you call yourself an anarchist? What would you call yourself?
Yeah, those things apply. yeah, pretty like radical queer leftist.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The people I love and care about who aren't yet on in that space to be like, hey, the things you learned are a lie.
Is that hard for you?
I think because I don't know if I'm a natural born teacher, so I think I sound a little preachy and there have to be better ways to like get this information across to the people I care about. In my family, and
do they not want to listen to you?
Some people don't want to listen to me because they like enjoy the way that they think and see the world and think that they're also doing good things for the world with how they think and see the world. But like, I feel lucky that most of the people I surround myself with are like people who think like me, beyond me. I'm learning from them. Like, you know, that's like the vast majority of the people around me. Like I feel like a sponge, just, you know, taking in all this information and, you know, knowing when to just shut up and listen, because like, you know, but then how to take that information and bring it to people who aren't in those circles and aren't around that and be like, hey, I know you like care about people and want to be good to people, but like, here's some ways you can actually do it. But by not doing good
people are like, don't judge me. I experienced that with my family, where they're like, listen, people enjoy themselves in different ways. Mm-hmm. And people care about other things. There are other things.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's hard.
Oh my God. Can you fucking stop that noise? Sorry. There's like a noise in the background that's driving me nuts.
A little funk in the background.
It was fun. I mean, but certain things distract me. Right? Sometimes if I... It's so weird. I have such a fickle brain. Like, there's certain things where I literally couldn't give a shit. And there's other things, like repetitive noises. I'm like, stop.
Misophonia.
Is that what that
Here
is?
It's a thing.
It is. I mean, I was hanging out with a friend the other day, and I was chewing, and they were like, I have to leave.
Yeah, that's it. That's what that
means. Yeah, I don't get that with chewing, with that kind of stuff. Like, loud things, and I'm like in the middle of something else. When, like, sounds interrupt my realities, I get really stressed out, because I'm always in a dissociative thing. Like, I'm always, like, disassociating from something. Whoa, trippy. Okay, so Tom Tenney's coming in for Brooklyn Bandstand. That starts in the next 4 minutes. Maybe we should just, like, give him some space and pick a fucking song and play it. He said that was okay, but Tilly, do you have anything else to say? Because I think I'm going to put on some Barbra Streisand to end this out.
I say... Yeah, think about where your clothes come from, who made them, question the places that you're buying it from, see how you can host clothing swaps with your friends and buy from people you know and ask them about where their clothes come from.
Yeah, figure out where your clothes come from, or you could advocate for when it's not too cold out, you could advocate for nudism because it's stupid. Your body is great the way it is and it's not made just for sex.
Like, we have to smash the patriarchy before that's like really viable.
Yeah, but like, yeah, for real. You're right. But that's part of it. What I'm saying is you can advocate for that.
Yeah,
we can. Like, it's a one thing. That's what Queen of Moore is doing. Anyway, yes. Here's Barbra Streisand singing a hopeful song of hope and devotion. Bye, everybody. This has been What Would Save the World. This was Tilly. Oh, no. This is her fucking duet with Josh Groban. Whatever.
Together.